Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 126. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals, and I'm your host, Jacob Ayers. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I've got a really interesting conversation topic lined up for today's episode. But before we do that, I want to commend you, the listener. Yes, you, for taking action and investing in yourself. See, I know you are an investor because you're listening to podcasts like this, and that in turn is investing in yourself, which is the best investment one can make. So congrats to you. Keep taking action. Keep getting out there day after day and taking those steps towards achieving your goals. And one more thing, before we jump into today's Friday Fundamental, I want to ask you to go over and leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on if you haven't yet done so. So with that, let's jump into today's Friday Fundamental. Today's Friday Fundamental is how you enter a pool. There are two ways one can enter a pool. Yes, two ways you can enter a swimming pool. You can take the stairs into the shallow end, or you can cannonball the deep end. I find that these are the same two approaches to achieving your goals, whatever those may be. Now, of course, the swimming pool is a metaphor, so let's take this and look at a couple real-life scenarios. Let's say your goal is to purchase a 100-unit apartment complex. There are a few approaches you can take to get there. Taking the stairs approach might look something like first buying a single-family home, then a duplex, then a fourplex. Then you might partner on, say, a 12-unit deal, then 1031 exchange into a 36-unit. Finally, you might syndicate that 100-unit deal. Another scenario, rather, might look like you starting a house flipping business. You might flip one house your first year, four the next, 12 the following year. You might hire a team, build processes and procedures, and outsource some tasks. Eventually, you can unplug from the business and it generates capital without much of your involvement. Only then do you save up this capital to invest in that 100 unit. Now, the cannonball approach. The cannonball approach would look more like this. You go out and get a mentor who buys apartments. You work for that person for free and spend as much time as possible learning about the business and focusing solely on investing in apartments. You raise money and invest in that 100 unit alongside a trusted partner. Well, let's take a different scenario, one not related to real estate investing. Let's say your goal is to quit your day job so that you can build and sell handmade furniture, which is your passion. The stairs approach might look something like picking up a side job to earn money so you can save up 6 months of living expenses for when you quit your job. You start bargain shopping for tools, saws, workbenches, and everything you need to build this furniture. Then, after 3 years of doing this, you sell your very first piece of furniture you've made over a few weekends as an experiment. Now, the cannonball approach might look something more like this. You quit your job, take out a $10,000 small business loan, build a website, and start selling furniture right away. Now, I'm not here to tell you how to enter the pool, but I want you to think about your approach to achieving your goals. Are you more inclined to ease in using the stairs? Or are you the type to jump in right away once you've made up your mind? Now, this might seem a bit silly, but it has some importance. You don't want to jump in the deep end only to realize you don't know how to swim. And you don't want to start slow only to find out you've missed out on the opportunity or wasted valuable time. The takeaway here is to make a conscious decision on how you plan to reach your goals. Benjamin Franklin famously said, "If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail." So make a plan, change that plan when necessary, but don't haphazardly stumble in a random direction hoping that you one day achieve your goal. So with that, I ask you, how do you enter the pool? What is your approach to achieving your goals? Make a plan, follow that plan, and get after it. Soon enough, you'll look back and have accomplished so much. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I really hope you're getting value from this show. If you like what you've heard, please go over and leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. Well, hey, if you've got some question just burning in your mind or have some topic you'd like to hear or perhaps a specific guest, reach out to me. I'm always open to suggestions and I'd love to make the show relevant to the information you want. To connect with me and for more information, you can visit www.jacobayers.com or you can email me directly at info@jacobayers.com. That's it for this week. I'm your host, Jacob Ayers. Engineer the lifestyle you want.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.